Jeanne, my dear girl.
Father.
Please, have a seat. My organist is rehearsing.
He needs it.
Thank you for seeing me.
How is little Paul? Is he walking?
Oh, yes. It's a whole new world.
Marvellous. What is troubling you, my child?
I would like you to hear my confession.
Confession? I can't imagine you have anything particularly heinous to confess.
Well, that would make me the only one in the town. You're right, it's not a confession. It's more advice. Can we go somewhere more private?
We are always under the watchful eye of the Lord.
Yes, but where is he less likely to look, Father?
My vestry. Come. Jeanne, you look troubled.
I need some advice.
So you said. Please.
It is rather delicate.
Yes.
Father. Father.
Hmm?
I would like another child.
Go on.
My mother is dead. My father is now virtually a recluse. I have no one else, and I can't think of what I would do if anything should happen to Paul. He was ill the other day, and I started thinking of
how can I help you?
Well, my husband and I, we are, since that business with the maid, he...
I understand.
You do?
Of course. You are young and healthy. You know, in the commandments, it is permissible to, The Bible clearly states that one may only seek carnal pleasure within the context of marriage.
Yes.
Well, you are within the context of marriage, are you not?
What are you saying?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Father, I am shocked. Are you suggesting...
No, of course not.
What are you thinking of?
No, I haven't finished. You misunderstood me.
Well, I sincerely hope so.
No, I wouldn't. I would never suggest that you... That I'm... Would you like me to talk to Julien? To ask him to come to you? I can do so discreetly.
Could you?
I will.
Oh, Julia.
Jeanne. Oh, Jeanne.
Give yourself to me.
That's what I'm doing.
No, you stop yourself. Hmm? Why don't you give yourself to me the way you used to?
Good heavens. So as to not make you pregnant, of course. What a question.
Do you not want any more children?
Are you mad? Another? Another little brat bawling and howling its head off? No, thank you.
He said that.
Yes. Help me, Abbey. It's desperate.
You know, some men are given more to abandon when they are incited to do so.
What do you mean?
Perhaps you should try giving more of yourself so that he may forget himself.
I see, yes. Yes. Oh, Julien, yes. More. More. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Take your legs off my back. How am I supposed to withdraw with your legs clamped around me like that? Good God, woman.
I can do no more. It's already more than I thought I was capable of.
Yes, I see. What if you... No.
And what if I what?
I know of a way to oblige him to fulfill his duty.
How?
Why, Jeanne, that's wonderful
news. Congratulations.
Thank you, we're very pleased.
Jeanne, I am thrilled for you both.
I had no idea, Julien. You kept it very quiet, you dog.
Yes, it was a surprise. The announcement, we wanted it to be a surprise.
Well, that is wonderful, simply wonderful.
Never mind how, come to bed. I want to love you.
But I don't understand. How could we... but I always...
It simply is. God works in mysterious
Don't
ways.
Don't give me that twaddle. How long?
I think perhaps a few weeks.
But, are you sure?
Come to bed, darling. Thank you, Abbe Pico.
How many weeks are you now?
20. I think I can feel something.
Charming.
Thank you.
Not at all, my child. I am simply content to have set you both on the straight path of marital relations.
No, Father, you have not done that. Good day. Oh, I understand we're to have a new abbe. Is this true?
I'm afraid it is. The Abbey Tolbiac will be replacing me in my duties.
I see.
Madame Jeanne?
Yes?
I tried, you know, in this town. Beware the Abbey Tolbiac.
Father, I believe you meant well, I truly do. But on your watch, infidelity was rife, and the stink of immorality was everywhere.
If that is how you feel, you will like Tolbiac. Though I fear you will be the only one. I heard he stamped on a litter of puppies once in a public square. He too has his favourite subjects.
Such as?
Lust! Filth! Look at you in your finery! There hasn't been so much sin gathered in a holy place since Jesus entered the Temple of Jerusalem. The days of tolerating such vice are over. You will be saved. If I have to drag you to salvation by your hair, you will be saved.
Abbe Tolbiac, that was an interesting sermon.
There is no time to lose, as you should well know.
Me?
Come with me. You are thoroughly undeserving of discretion.
What have I done?
Do you wish to go to hell?
What? No!
Don't play innocent. You are tolerating infidelity, madame, under your very roof. Every day you live in the knowledge of your husband and the Comtesse de Fourville. You are as big a sinner as they. And what's more, you're exposing a little boy to it. That and the unchecked atheism of Le Baron, your father. What if you become Vicomtesse Jeanne Delamare? A convent education?
I see no virtue anywhere, Father, and it engulfs me.
We must stop the rotting. Are you not sick at heart?
Oh, I am, Father, yes.
Sick of this faithless orgy?
Oh, yes.
Then lead by example.
How?
You must tell the Comte de Fourville.
No, I cannot. That is out of the question. Either it would destroy him or he would kill them. Absolutely not.
Then there is nothing more I can do with you. May God show you no mercy, Vicomtesse.
Are you sure you should be gardening in your state?
Comtesse, what a lovely surprise. I'm starting a salad garden. To what do I owe this pleasure?
Well, you didn't expect me to not pay you a visit. Oh, you're radiant. Quite radiant, Jeanne.
Oh.
You must be so excited.
Would you like to come in?
Oh, I would love to, Jeanne, but in fact I was supposed to go riding with Julien. Is he ready?
I don't know. I wasn't
sure. Gilbert! You're here!
You're late! Are you ready, Vicomte?
I am, Comtesse. I'll be back before nightfall, Jeanne.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming! Yes, I'm not as fast as I used to be.
I know where they go.
Sure.
I know where they go.
What are you doing? You'll catch your death. Come inside.
I thought... I was hoping that her horse might be here. Your husband. I don't suppose he is here either.
No. No, he isn't. Please come in, whatever you want to say. I think I know what you're going to say, and I know it's true, but please say it inside.
The old shepherd's wagon, remember? On the cliff?
Yes.
Jen, I love her. I do love her. God have mercy on me, but I can't. God have mercy on me.
Please, Charles, you're very upset. Please come inside. There's a storm. Please come inside.
No. No.
Where are you going? Charles! Charles, don't! Look at me. I'm at 6 months. I can't follow you, Charles. Please come back, Charles. Come back. Ah! Oh. Ah! Oh. Help me! Help! Widow Dondu! Oh, no. No, please, not now. Please. It can't be now. It's too early. Someone! Widow Dondu! Someone, please, help!
We really should go back, you know. Huh? Nobody, no matter how foolish, rides in this weather.
Precisely why we should stay. We took refuge in the old wagon. Sounds plausible to me.
No, I have the authority here.
On what grounds?
I am a countess.
Oh.
You are merely a vicomte.
Breathe, Miguel. Nice deep breaths. That's good, madame. Breathe deep. Now try to push.
Julien!
They're looking for him. Jean, concentrate.
Julien.
Oh, so bad.
Yes, that's it.
Who is that? This wagon is taken. Go away!
Gilberta!
Oh, God, no.
I saw your horses!
Please, please, just... Please, Charles, I love you.
I love you, Gilberta. God help me, I'm sorry, I cannot. I cannot!
Well, talk to him. Go out and talk to him.
I can't. I can't get out.
What is that?
We're rolling.
Charles, I'm sorry.
Please. Charles, I can explain. Please, open the door!
Julien, please do something! We're going to die!
I can't do anything!
Julien! Charles, I'm sorry! Julien!
Julien!
Breathe!
Julien! Why is my baby not crying? Why is it not crying?
Well, Oon V concludes tomorrow at the same time at 2:30.